What is up, guys? Jacob, and I'm back with my first episode of Jakey Thoughts. So, don't mind, I might be like really far, but I've never done this, so this is like my actual first time doing it. I don't know how long this episode will be, and I'm gonna test something, so hold up. So it doesn't stop if I switch apps, but. So, put music through my PlayStation, and this is gonna be the first episode, like I said, so we're gonna just jump right into it. So. Let's just, like, get to know me first, so. Name's Jacob Angelinen, I'm 16, sophomore in high school. Play video games, play sports, stuff like that. Just usually the basics of what every sophomore is these days. I don't jewel, I don't do that stuff, I'm, what you call it? That stuff's nasty. I don't know why people would do that. It's nasty, but I don't do none of that bad stuff. I try to be a good student. So yeah, that's like just get to know me. And I was born in Georgetown. I live in Virginia currently. So, first thing we'll talk about is me, obviously. So, obviously I'm currently, so obviously I'm in school and right now it's not the best. I'm not even gonna stunt. I don't know if I'm that really far, but I'm not doing the greatest right now in school, but I think I figured out a way to make myself do better in school, because I've made a daily routine now, which I've never done before, but, you know, sometimes when it's, like, really late, I just think of different things to do to make myself a better person in general, so I made a daily routine, and then, it's not really a daily routine, it's just everything I have to do every day. Like, it's pretty much things I should do every day. So, I'm just going to go through it really quickly. The first one I put is eat and drink milk, because I'm not really that big at all, so I want to get big. Second one is read anything and learn. I could really read anything. Like, the things I thought of as reading was, like, articles on current events or, like, religious studies. I think that's really interesting. It would be cool to think. Exercise, like, play basketball, workout. I like playing basketball a lot. But I want to... Like I said, I'm so small that it's annoying, so I want to, like, make myself way more normal size and healthier and, like, ripped a little bit. Do chores. Like, I don't know what kind of chores. I'm not really a chorey person, but if I could manage my room and stuff like that and manage my stuff and, like, clean after myself, I think that's good enough to start. And then I'll eventually venture out. Keep good hygiene. I need to improve that. I got good hygiene, but not amazing. I want to make it amazing. I should have put keep... great hygiene, like, take two showers every day, brush your teeth, at least once. I don't like brush your teeth in the morning, but brush your teeth, take two showers in the day, and then next one's finish homework, that's really important, have a good sleeping schedule, that's really important, last one's be a good student. I'm gonna add a couple when I feel like, but be a good person, be a good friend, be a good student, just be a good overall person, clean person, don't do drugs, be myself, be a good student, try to get my grades up, ask questions, but my daily routine is morning shower and do some, like, brush my teeth and stuff, or clean my face. That's what I put. Eat breakfast, review homework, and finish the unfinished ones. So, like, if I need to print something, I gotta print. I gotta wake up early and print. Obviously, go to school, and then the last one I put for the morning is bring a snack or water, because it's almost summer, so, you know, it's always good bringing water and stuff, so... That's okay. I don't know if I could flag added. Okay, hold up.
I said get out. I said get out, okay? I said get out. I'm not joking around, okay? Here, take the menu.
I'm back. So yeah, and then the after school, finish the easy homework, which is like papers. Like if I like my last class is geometry, so I want to finish that homework first. It's fresh. Like I want to finish the ones that are easy. Obviously, like if it's like a one sheet paper, I'm gonna finish that. So that's the after school. And then next one for that is eat a couple of times with milk. I already have a sandwich with me. I don't have milk right now. I'll just drink water for now. Finish the exercise, like I said in the other one. Play some basketball. Do some push-ups. Work out any type of way for like a while. Finish your main homework. I put like half the same things on this, but the other one's way simpler. Read and learn about something 30 minutes. Like, just read for 30 minutes. I don't really care what I read. I could read the Bible. I could read, like, the Torah. Anything. It could be really anything. It could be, like, a newspaper. I don't care. I'll read anything for 30 minutes. Just learn more things. Learn things that I could apply to my life. That's what I would do. Learn things that I could apply to myself. Shower, brush teeth, and then I put face masks. I, like, need to get my face looking a little bit not so crusty, and my face is getting pretty crusty. And for like my ointments and stuff, and then sleep, and then repeat. And obviously, I play video games, but I want to play less of that, more homework, and become a better student. So that's just the, what do you call it, my like routine that I made. But to go more in depth in myself, five other siblings, Asian. God, I can't think of anything else. I was obviously born here, so I'm half white, half Asian. Filipino, Thai, and Chinese. That's the three Asians I am. Majority Filipino. Obviously, I have five siblings. I got four brothers and one sister. I'm like 5'5", 112 pounds. I need to get that better. I wear glasses. I'm starting to change, because for me to be successful, I need to change how I am, how I carry myself. Because I feel like I could easily be such a great I'm a good person already. I know I'm a good person. I can do good deeds, but I can be a better person and student. I need to, like, start trying, taking it serious, because I actually want to, like, go to college and stuff and be successful. I don't want to be near these people who are not going to be successful and try to drag you down. And I honestly know I could be one of the best students if I just put the work in, put the time, put the effort. Don't do all this plain BS I do so much now. Just, what you call it. And make sure to get help from people and, like, help from God or something. Like, it's got to be... I want to be a faithful person, I want to be a compassionate person, and then as like a person in general, church, not church, anything, school, really not, I should just be helping other people, teaching other people, doing like service for other people. That's just part of being a good person. Then it'll obviously make me feel way better if I do stuff like that. Like, it'll actually make me feel better. So like, I don't do that, and it's something I'm interested in, because... Like, honestly, they can look at religious, like, stuff and do study on it. You could take, like, not everything you take from it is good, but you could take a lot from different types of religions and apply it to your life and become, like, a really good person that everyone will know and start, like, no one will hate you. If you just, like, you're clean, you're compassionate, you help others, you're faithful, you believe in certain things, you have your values... I know what I want to do with my life from now on. Because I just don't... I should easily be an A and B student. I honestly have so much faith in myself. I can. I've showed it. But I'm just not putting enough effort into it, which makes me suck in school. I should be like 3.4 GPA minimum. I'm like at a 2.9 or something like that. That's not really good for me. Like, I expect way better out of myself. So, that's that. And then, so that was, like, the topic, what I need to do for my life change. Next topic is, it involves me, but it's more with school. So, I'm going to talk about these next coming weeks of school. Because, like, this is going to be the most AIDS part of school ever. So, what is it? It's almost the end of April. And then, once May starts, those are, like, when the SOLs for, SOL stands for Standard of Learning. Those are, like, big, like, tests that really pretty much round up the whole year from that, like, subject. So, like, there's history SOL, there's chemistry SOL, like that. So, I need to start studying up and make sure I know my content, because I'm not going to, if you fail that, you have to retake it. You get, and if you have to retake and fail again, you have to do it in the summer. I'm not doing that. I still have to pass class. I'll have May 13th is my geometry, May 15th is my chemistry, I think, or 17th, one of the other. I don't know what my history is. English doesn't have one. And my electives don't. And then, I'm gonna jump a little bit past that. Finals, which are dumb, in my opinion. I don't want to rant on that. I'll rant on that another day. Another time. But to sum it up, they're pretty much like, SOLs are for like, let's put SOLs as like, something everyone has to do. It's a county-wide thing. School-wide thing. Finals, on the other hand, are teacher preference thing. Teachers have more control of this. It's not required from every single school. Teachers control this. So all my classes, I think, all have finals, which sucks. And it's going to be in, like, the last week. And I'm going to be leaving before the last week, or leaving, like, a few days before the last day. And we're going to do finals last week, so I'm going to have to make it up before, which kind of puts me in a bad place. But we're going to get through that, I really think. I just have to pass SOLs, get up to finals, and I'll pass sophomore year. And then I'm a junior. And then once it's, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but once I'm a junior, I'm going to go off. I'm going to have to. I'm going to just put my head down, get through it, finish my work, at least try to get B's. Because this is the year when, it's like the make it break year for me in my high school. Senior year, okay, you could do all right, like B's and C's, but junior, I have to begin like a 3.4 plus GPA to have a good shot of getting like any scholarships and stuff like that. So I need to try harder. I'm gonna start researching stuff and learning more to help like have a higher chance of getting to a good college, because that's obviously my goal. I want to be able to get in a good college, get my studies there, and obviously get a good job. But that's a way. That's like 4 years from now, 5 years from now, so. Yeah, but, or like 8 years from now, because I'm only 16, and then I probably finish college when I'm like 22. So like 6 years from now, so it's 2019, so 2025. By that time, I should be finished with college, got my diploma for finance, which I might change majors. That's the thing I'll think about when I'm senior. When I'm senior, I'll think of majors, if I'm ever going to switch, but right now, I'm only a sophomore, so I just need to put my head down, get through this year. Gotta just finish the year strong. There, I need to finish the year strong, make my grades not look as bad as they were, because, like, one bad quarter screwed up my whole grade. For, like, each, like, class I had, except a few, I had one bad quarter, and that's really messed up my grade. So I have to work hard, make sure I get a good grade so that, like, X's it out. And then I gotta do good on my SOLs and finals, which are really important, because SOLs and finals show if you like learn anything that year, so I'm gonna have to do good. And then last subject I'm gonna get into involving school is the schedule. Now I don't like hate the time. Actually, there's a couple things about schedule. There's a time schedule and like how the testing schedule works. Now time schedule, my school is 8 to 2:55. Okay, 8 to 2:55 is not the worst. It's not that bad, but it's not really about the time schedule. It's more about like how many days of school we have. That's the problem I have. So in my opinion, we should have our, like, the high schools as closely emulated as college, because all these high schools, like, not middle school, high schools specifically, at least 75% of the people are going to obviously go to a good college or something. And the schedule in college, I like the schedule in college. I actually do. Now, some colleges vary and stuff, but, like, the college is way different compared to high school. It's on your own time, really, because you only have to take certain classes. But, like, they should, like, make it the year shorter, but longer and, like, more freedom to do things at school. Not, like, you're in, like, a jailbreak when you're at school. You have to go 8 to 2:55. You can't really have freedom in the school. Can't really be having, like, you could have your own classes and all, but you can't be roaming around having fun time after your class or anything like that. It's just too strict. There should be more freedom. And I think school year should be shorter. And if they have to, like, make some days longer than you, and like add short Mondays again. I'd add that back, have more early releases, and make the year shorter, but like, I don't know, make lunch like shorter or something, or just makes, I would just make the school year shorter. Like I'd rather go from August to like May, beginning of May, or like have people take like summer school. Now I know it would suck, but have it like a 1 month like preschool, like not like preschool, but like before school, like at August, like beginning of August, start there, right there, and then we'll end in May, and then we'll have the start. We'll end at the start of May. Right before, like, right, we'll have the year end right before summer starts. So whenever summer starts, that's going to be the last day of school. And then we can start a little bit early in August, which I wouldn't be mad at. I don't really have, usually when people vacation, I just think, usually in June and July. I don't really see people go August, and if they do, well, that's too bad. How about you start August, like, second week August, first week? End the school year in May. May 15th or something. I'd rather do that. Then you have May, June, July, a little bit of August, and then school. And then, how many months of school? 4 months. It's about September, October, November. Summer's not a full month because you have Christmas. January, February, March, April, May. And now we got to include June, August, and December. Now if we add those, that's probably what'd you call it? Like 8 months, alright? I think. September, October, November, January, February, March, April, May. Yeah, that's like 8 months of school, okay? But I'd rather have school 6 to 7 months. Just give it half a year of school. Let people have more freedom to do things. Because, like, I swear, other high schools in different areas are way different than it is here in Virginia. Virginia's just annoying. You really can't do that much. Other places, you could, like, leave school and then come back. Like, I understand why you can't, but, like, I would just like the school to be more modernized. Like, they're making, acting like school is, like, in the early 2000s. Like, it is. It's not. We're in the 21st century and stuff, and it's almost 2020, and we're still doing the same crap we've been doing for the last 20 years. That is bullcrap. When you change, make school a place that people actually want to go to. There's a little amount of people now who actually want to go to school. Like, I want to go to school to see friends. I don't want school to learn that much. Except certain things. They need to make school a place where people want to go. Learn. Interact. Have freedom. Do things that they can't do at their house. But not bad things. I'm not saying jewel school because you can't do it. No. Have a different experience that you won't never have at your house. That's what I want high school to be, not some, like, prison jail BS. You're so restricted, you can't use your phone. You can't listen to music. You can't leave school and come back. You can't go to McDonald's and come back. You can't go outside for 2 hours. Like, you can't play basketball for, like, 2 hours. No, you can't do that. I mean, you can work out, but you can't, like, do it on your own time at school, like, while school's going. Can't work out when school's going. You can't leave class, get lunch, and then come back, like, when you want. I'm not saying, I understand why you can't, but, like, that would be cool to me. I think that would just make school way more of a good place and way more fun, just to have a good time. Like, that's what school should be, having a good time, doing whatever you want, not something that people are going to hate their guts out of it. Like, everyone hates school. It's so boring. Make it more fun. Like, I have a couple of things. I'm just going to go too quick. I'm not going to explain right now. But, like, make pep rallies fun. Make the sporting events fun. Make after-school programs fun. Make before-school programs fun. Make the actual class fun. Interactive. Do things. We don't got to be doing 20 pages of notes. We could do other things that will cover the same amount of notes, but in a different way, faster fashion, And you get way more covered. And that would make the year shorter. Instead of doing these stupid 8-page notes, we could be doing something like a 12-minute video, just quick learn. I know it's better when you write things down and stuff, but I'd rather learn things, something quick, and then get it in my brain. And then, like, do quizzes, because I'm not really a test fan at all, but just get it in quick in your brain. Make school more time productive, because there's a lot of wasting time at school, I swear. School could be, like, way shorter, and we could learn way more, but teachers and all that, they delay it so long. That's why it's, like, 8 months. They delay it too long. It could easily be on a cram at least 4 months minimum, or, 4 months minimum. If they just cram it, they work hard, and they, like, teach us well in an efficient way, then it'll be fine, and I don't really care. If school is like that, I don't really care. Just cram it in, make school shorter, make time way more productive, and I'd be lit. So, yep, I just wish school was a little bit more fun, and yeah. Just wish school was fun, activities fun, everything at school would be fun, and everyone would love going to school, because, like, not a lot of people love going to school anymore. Like, I used to love school when I was elementary, because elementary was fun. As a little kid, you could do a lot at school, and it was fun times. No 20-page notes, none of that. Just go outside, eat lunch, go recess, go art class, gym class, library, that was fun. But high school, no. I know why they're doing it, because they're trying to prepare us for college, but they're doing a horrible job preparing us for college. They're not teaching us essentials in life. Last thing before I end this. Electives teach more than the classes you're supposed to take. I'm not even lying. If you want to learn something in school, actually want to learn something that will actually help you in life, take an elective and actually ask questions and learn in that. You'll learn way more electives than you do in normal, like, required classes, essential classes, that's what I'm call it. You'll learn more in electives than essential classes. Like, for example, chemistry, like, imagine you're taking chemistry, right, because it's required. But let's say you're taking, like, STEM, okay, or engineering. Okay, chemistry. You're going to learn about chemistry and stuff. Yeah, maybe a little bit you have to apply your life. A little. Not a lot. Just a little bit stuff from chemistry. But you're not going to need learn molarity and moles. Like, the only thing you really need is, like, H2O and, like, maybe some of the elements. But when you're taking engineering, you can use some of those traits and skills you learn from it and become and just could progress your career and liking towards engineering. You could, like, use what you learn from engineering, make stuff, and then, you know, go to contests like that, and you can actually win, because you're actually learning, you're using the things you learn from school that you actually care about. I don't care about chemistry. I don't. It doesn't help me in the real world. But electives, they're the ones that actually, like, help you. And most of the people who teach electives, the teachers are pretty much, I think, underappreciated, because they're teaching things that the other teachers don't want to teach because it's too hard for them or they don't have a good understanding. But these people get scholarships, or not scholarships, diplomas to do this, and they're actually real-world things, like, what do you call it? Accounting's a good elective. Taking language is a good one if you're going to always speak the language. Now, some people just take language to get their advanced diploma thingy, but if you actually want to learn language, it's actually helpful. So, bottom line, if you actually want to learn new things that you'll apply in the real world, make sure to take the electives you actually want. Don't take electives that you don't like. Like, don't take personal fitness because it's easy. Because you're a 6-foot, 180-pound football player who always does, like, football training after and goes to the gym every weekend. No, don't do personal fitness because I want to do personal fitness or, like, just because easy class. No, take a class that you want to learn. Like, maybe still personal fitness, take sports med. Take something that you actually learn. Don't take classes that you won't learn from, because that's not the point of high school. High school is really just a stepping stone to college. And then college, you can use college to get your scholarship, or not scholarship, diploma, whatever your career is going to be, and then get a job in that career. So don't be taking personal fitness when you want to be, like, you could take it, but, like, if I was myself, I'm not going to take, like, I think I made a mistake next year for taking Gourmet Foods, but senior year, like, I'm going to take things I'm interested in, like, I want to take things that are video, photography is cool, accounting, marketing, anything with, like, numbers, Maybe learn more computer stuff. I would take those classes, but I'm not going to take, like, maybe I'll take journalism. I'm not going to take AdVid or like, French, because I'm not really interested. That's not going to help me. Maybe French will help others who want to go to France, but it's not going to help me. I'm not going to go to France, and I could do that later in my life, but I'm not going to do that. That's just not who I am as a person. I just want to take classes that I'm going to learn and apply to my actual life. That's why I wouldn't take, like, if I wanted to be a doctor, I wouldn't take personal fitness. Like, even though it's cool, personal fitness, yeah, I'd rather take sports med and, like, anatomy. Or if I want to be a physician, I'd take anatomy, sports med, and all that stuff that's relevant towards being a physician. So, yeah, that's the end of this long podcast today. I'll probably make one another maybe tomorrow or something, but this is Jacob. Peace.